In der Pfanne schmoren? Echt saftig. Schmoren im eigenen Auto? Eher nicht.
Cool down, Deutschland!
Jetzt bei ATU. Klimaanlagencheck gratis aus Meisterhand. Außerdem Klimaanlagenwartung zum coolen Komplettpreis von nur 59,99 Euro. Nähere Infos in Ihrer ATU-Filiale oder auf atu.de.
ATU, die Nummer 1 Meisterwerkstatt.
This is Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560. Presented by Endzone Sports Bar and State Farm Insurance Houston.
The game's fired. Oh! There goes the runner. There goes Correa again!
Batted down and intercepted. Intercepted by J.J. Watt. Touchdown, Houston!
Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Ali, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
I said the king's in the building. Tell me how you feeling. Yeah, I said the king's in the building.
What is going on, SB Nation Radio 1560 AM? My name is Chris DeMez here with the Sports Kings, Mean Gene, Super Mario, and Demolition Dave. What is up, guys? Back in the second hour.
That second hour, man, that first hour went by too fast.
It did, yeah.
And but I tell you what, so Space Jam, really?
Well, okay, the thing about Space Jam is just because of the things that it brought us, like the pop culture, just to the time, but also...
Space Jam Jordans.
Oh, man, you know, like just the Space shoes. Jam Jordans. Okay. But also, for example, there's this scene that forever will have me memorized, like... The scene whenever they finally go get his shorts and he steps on the court and says, I think I remember this. And the whole little scene with him, oh, wow, like, how can not knowing just be jaw-dropped right
I
there?
Know, 'cause I know.
You see the beautiful shot in slow motion.
You see the character's eyes, the basket's
oh,
just...
Oh, man.
You know, that's called Hollywood in cinematography.
Oh, no. You could not do that to that shot, though. Honestly. No. It was perfect. It's everything. It's so symmetrical.
Perfect form. He had his elbow at 90 degrees, which is perfect.
Perfect. It's still a movie, huh, Chris?
Man.
Well, I tell you what, Sports Kings After Dark, folks, back for the second hour, the second and the most important hour on this show, if you are a Houston Astros fan.
Mm-hmm.
Because baseball has been very, very good to me. You remember that? You guys don't remember? You remember that from Garrett Morris?
Lou Gehrig, yeah.
Garrett Morris from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, okay.
He had the character.
Yes, yes.
And then baseball, because he was, baseball had been very, very good to me. So anyway, the Houston Astros are just keep on winning, guys, and it's almost getting scary. We're not going to listen to Chris DeMaz, who last night said that we're all being set up for a letdown. I don't believe it. I think that this team is going places. I think the city is ready for it to go places. And I think Minute Maid Park is going to be a place to be come this fall.
The powers that be, NBL, what is it?
MLB.
MLB. Is not going to let it happen.
But you know what? It's just, you can't blame people like Chris, because, for example, I'm also in that boat. And a lot of old people are in that boat because they've always just been used to hurt
people. Watch it when you say old people.
I know. Because you know what? You know who I'm really talking about? My grandpa, like, he will love the Astros, right? But before the season's over, oh, man, he's going to have a chemical meltdown before the season's over because he is so frustrated.
Because you're waiting for the collapse.
Yeah, exactly.
I
understand why some people are like that, but I'm with you, though. This is a different team.
It's great entertainment. I mean, every day, every year, it's... I promise everything...
I see more than just entertainment, guys. I see teams other than... You know, now, the only way that this team may suffer a setback is if they had to play the Indians for the
AL. Oh, man, and that's what's going to happen, Gene.
I mean, not the ALCS, because they're not even in... If they had to play the Indians in the World Series, because the Indians are in American League, right?
Well, maybe if this...
Wait, they're American League, too, now. You remember? Astros.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I know. I keep going back. Yeah, so they would have to play them in the ALCS, then. Yep. Yeah, that would be kind of scary, but who knows? Somebody's going to take care of the Indians. The Astros, guys, they get it done today. They beat the Orioles 8-4. And it's, apparently everything that took place in this game happened in the second inning, and George Springer, a guy that you've been talking about, George Springer got it done today. Let's listen to the call on that home run from Mr. Springer.
Oh, that's not queued up right now because I was playing the baseball game, but just
no. Well,
if you just give me a second.
All right, okay.
Fail.
You know, everybody was waiting on that, you know. But anyway, no, but George Springer today went off and just got it done. I think they exploded for like, what, six runs in the second mm-hmm. inning of this game. If you made it down to Minute Maid Park today as part of your Memorial Day weekend festivities, you saw a good game because I didn't see any of it. I was hanging out at the Galleria again. But
yeah.
But anyway, this team is good, man. This team is good. 35 wins before the All-Star break. We still got more baseball left.
Yep, they're in the top five, what, in offensive categories, right?
Yeah.
They're in top five on pace percentage, slugging. I mean,
and even in pitching, too.
Yeah.
Those top five, you know? So, like, the thing I like to see about the Astros is the collective hitting. Mm. So, of course, Springer went off, but Marlon Gonzalez has been having an amazing year. But you can always count on everyone else to also contribute. Yep. So, it's not just, you're never just relying on one person.
And that was our biggest problem, was leaving runners on base.
Yep. Yeah, they're not leaving runners on base now.
No, not this time. Not this year.
And, I mean, like I said, this game was pretty much won in the second inning, and they got, you know, a couple of more runs to boot there. Later on, but it's okay. That's cool. That's cool. But anyway, so 45 days or so away from the All-Star game. The All-Star game will be played somewhere in Florida, actually at Marlins Park in Miami, Florida, July 11th, 2017. So, you guys ever been to a home run Derby, home run hitting contest?
No, you know what? Whenever I was younger, I was really more into baseball whenever I was younger. But I started not liking it after I played it one summer. And just I was really good, and I hated the fact that I was better at baseball than I was basketball. So it irritated me. But either way, one home run derby that really sticks out of my mind that really changed me, and I'm pretty sure you remember it too, is whenever Jeff Bagwell and Mark McGraw were going at it. Okay. In over the Green Monster over there in Fenway. Oh, man. It's the amazing stuff that was going on around that time. Even though, yeah, a lot of people were juicing. But, I mean, it was a part of the game.
Yeah, that was part of the game. I caught an All-Star game in San Diego when they hosted it years ago back in the 90s. And Lee Smith, man, was one of the pitchers in that. Again, Lee Smith used to play with the St. Louis Cardinals, was a big boy, big dude. But those things are fun. I mean, the Major League Baseball has done a lot to change things. And, you know, you have your steroid era and then your post-steroid era. But I still think it's still an exciting game. I still like when baseball gets to that halfway point, call it quits for a couple of days.
And it's important too, because like whoever wins gets home field.
Yeah, now that's
gets
the part.
Home field,
I'm
right?
Not
if
really
American
so.
League wins, if
I never like that.
You don't like that.
No. It's incentive to make them play.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's an incentive. Like you know, it makes the game mean something.
Right.
You know?
I just, but could you imagine if the other sports did that?
Yeah.
It would be
honestly, and now kind of. Well, I feel the only way the NBA would, they probably wouldn't. Honestly, it's because. Man. Oh, what? They're going to let them play defense? That, someone's getting hurt if they let them play defense.
Like in the NBA All-Star game? Really? Yeah. Man, that would be ugly. Well, that game would take on a whole different meaning, though.
Oh, yeah.
If that was the case.
I would, you know, that's what I love more about the Major League Baseball All-Star game is that, you know, you got them one-on-one rivalries. You know what I mean? That's what I like about it. You'll have, you know, I remember that year was Curt Schilling and, who was it? Curt Schilling. Man, who was it? It was Curt Schilling, I think, and either Mark McGwire. No, it was Alex. It was A-Rod when he was playing for the Mariners. Curt Schilling walked up to him and told him, I'm going to give you three fastballs, see if you can hit it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I love that. You can't, you know, that's what I love about
it,
that.
It has
you know?
Gotten a lot more entertaining.
Yeah.
I think they did make changes to the home run derby because, man, sometimes that could get boring watching the home run derby and watching guys swing. At balls that will not go any farther than third base, you know, and you're in the home run derby. And then I know some of the managers really don't want their guys out there swinging for the fences like that.
Because it messes up their swing when they get back to the season. Yes, exactly. That's true. Mm-hmm. Throws the timing off.
But, of course, now you can go to listeners out there. You can go to the Major League Baseball website, and I believe they can still vote for All-Stars, right?
Balloting doesn't end until, like, a day before or, like, a week before?
Yeah, it's late June or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, that's going to be interesting stuff. But I didn't really mean to get off the subject of the Rangers. I mean, the Astros. What's next for the Astros? I believe they just finished this series here, and I think they are on their
They're going to be on the road. Because they just finished a 10-game home stretch.
Okay.
So now they have
That was a quick 10.
Yeah, now they have another 10 on the road. So,
wow.
Yeah.
We were just talking, like, last week.
Yeah,
we're
remembering a 10-game home stretch.
Like 10 games, really. So, my goodness. But anyway, they are red hot, folks. So, I mean, I tell you what, you really do have to. If you haven't gone to a baseball game this year, don't wait too late, because pretty soon, as it get, you know, on the other side of the All-Star break, tickets will become scarce to get.
Oh, yeah.
Prices will go up because this is when it starts.
Prices will go up because, unlike Chris, I believe that this team is going to take this thing, you know, very far. Man, they have what now? 10-game lead now?
10 games
over the Angels. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if the AL West is going to catch up with these guys.
If they're playing the way they're playing.
Guess what? Who was that? Somebody trying to take over?
We almost got hacked.
Are we getting hacked?
I don't know what that was.
Okay. But anyway, I was saying next week they're going to be. Now, this is funny because you guys know I live in Dallas. The Astros are going to be in Texas. Yeah. I mean, in Dallas next week, taking on the Rangers. That's going to be a critical series. Mm-hmm. Because the Rangers will try to cut into that lead.
Which they always do. Like, you know, this year is probably the first year in the series that from ever since I've been watching the Astros. It's like the Astros can win 20 games in a row. They go to Dallas, and it's just like they forget how to play.
Well, you know why?
Oh, man, yeah.
Because as hot as I don't know what, it is hot. You ever been to Globe Park?
I've been, no.
And you know, they're talking about actually getting a roof now over in
really? Is that hot?
Because there's nothing around it.
It's hot.
It's just open. Yeah,
I took my son there when he came to Dallas for the first time. He said, Dad, let's go catch a ball game. We go out there, and this is like 10 o'clock at night. And he said, Dad, is it really 96 degrees? I mean, 10 o'clock at night, dry heat right there. And and that's a crazy place. But this is why I love Minute Maid Park so much. Are you telling me it's break time now? Okay. Yeah, good food. Good food. So, folks, hey, talking baseball here on Sports Kings After Dark with Chris Tamez, our main man behind the controls, Demolition Dave, Super Mario. We will continue our baseball talk here on Sports Kings After Dark, AM 1560.
This is Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by End Zone Sports Bar. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Allie, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
And we are back, SB Nation Radio 1560. I am Chris DeMez. Here along with the Sports Kings After Dark, they are having some great conversations. I hope you guys are tuning in on the TuneIn app. Or in your home or in your car, 1560 AM, tune in app as well. What's going on, Sports Kings?
Hey, we're just jamming to the music right now. I was just trying to bust this move. Watch out. Wait a minute, right here. Yeah, right. Yeah. Get that right shoulder right there.
We're not going to have a repeat of you trying to flow, right?
Hey, Sports Kings After Dark. Man, the show is moving right along, folks. And always remember that if you miss any part of our shows, okay, if you miss anything, because I know people don't like to listen to live things, even though I would like to think there's people out there driving around on the 290.
Watch
69.
Out! If you're on 290, please
pull over and 16. Get off right now.
Go down here.
Stop.
Go down here.
Yeah, I mean, just pull over and listen to the show. I mean, I like to think people do listen to AM radio.
Oh, yeah.
I prefer actually AM radio more than the FM.
But the apps now, because you can also listen to this show on the SB Nation 1560 app. You don't have to be in your cars no more listening to the show. But anyway, you can download any part of this show on the podcast Arena. Just look for the Sports Kings logo And you get a choice. You get hour one, hour two. I mean, some folks download hour one more than they like hour two. What, you know, just download the whole damn show.
Whatever okay? floats your boat.
Right. Just download it anyway. So, guys, we were talking about the Houston Astros, who just finished this 10-game homestand here. What, 6-4, I believe, now? They're on a 4-game win streak.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And now they're getting ready to go and take on the division. Am I right?
Well, first, the Twins.
Yeah, the Twins.
The Twins. Okay. Then after that, we're talking about that long stretch that they have where they play. They go to Dallas, they play the Rangers, and then they got 4 games at Kansas City. So that's never really a good place for us to be at, because that's also one of those places, like you said, how we go, you know, even though we can be batting as best as we can, but once we go into certain places, it's all kind of a different story. Okay. And right after Kansas City is back home, but against the Angels. And I feel that's another team as well that we do that.
I mean, because, Minnesota is a division leader over in the AL Central. Mm-hmm. And then you got Cleveland there, and then you got the Kansas City Royals, who I can't believe they won a World Series a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
what a bunch of young great guys. And then they just disappeared.
It was that, what do they call that, that money ball, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, you cannot tell me that Kansas City Royals is a, I mean, their payroll was probably like the lowest.
It was
baseball.
Second to the lowest.
And they won a World Series. I don't know where the Astros are on the payroll thing, but I know that they're playing.
Doing great because we have a lot of young players.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, the key factor to this organization is the farm system. They believe in that farm system. They bet on that farm system, and it pays off. We're talking about Carrera. We're talking about Springer. We're talking about Bregman. We're talking about all these guys.
Well, why have a system that I know, like the L.A. Dodgers used to have one of the best farm systems in baseball.
Yes, they did.
And I know the Yankees had
the Braves.
You know,
the Braves,
the Braves definitely
mm-hmm.
had.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like a lost art now, you know what I mean? But the Astros hold true to those farm systems, and it just shows what the caliber of
players. So you guys have to educate me, because I don't know where the Astros farm teams are.
Oh, I believe. Oh, there's one in Corpus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
There's one in Corpus, the Sugar Land, and then because I think Sugar Land skitters a single A, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Corpus Christi, I believe, is double A.
Okay, so they go, players go up and down.
Correct.
And they come on to the big league.
Right. Yeah, Houston, they have the best scouts in the league, man. It proves it.
Cool. Corpus Christi Hooks. There you go.
Ah, the Hooks. Okay. Yes.
And
yes.
Fresno Grizzlies.
Grizzlies.
Are those double A or single A?
That's triple A.
Triple A.
If you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly.
Be a grizzly. Yeah, how about that? But no, I'll tell you what. And it just shows some big props to those farm teams that are, you know, those coaches. I mean, these are the guys that have it rough.
Oh,
this is the
man.
Way you stay in, like, motels. You don't even stay in hotels, right?
It's the grind, and it's all...
Riding buses with no logos
no
on them.
No AC.
No ACs.
Nothing.
And staying in motels.
It's a game about patience.
It is.
You made it, but you really haven't made it.
It really sucks when, like, you know, the major league guys have to go down there and rehab.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that really sucks. When you've been living a life, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, you're staying at the Ritz-Carlton, right.
Gotta get my own ice.
The Red Roof. Where are we staying at tonight? You know. So anyway, and the fact that the Astros, you guys said that most of our players have come up through the minors, so it hasn't been a lot of trades. These guys have been acquired in the system. This is good. And this is another thing that spells, you know, championships.
That's right.
And I think, and this is why I tell you what, I can't wait to the end of the season. I'm not trying to wait. I don't want you to miss out and think you're going to go see this baseball team play in September and October when things start heating up. Because, you know, football season to come here, you think Houstonians will highly embrace, you know, the start of football season and maybe forget about the Astros? I mean, or do we have just two separate fans here in the city?
No, I would like to say that it's a collective effort whenever it's Houston.
Because I know how exciting football season is going to be.
Football reigns supreme in the South. That's a fact. In Texas, football reigns supreme.
But you would abandon a team that could possibly still be in first place. Maybe will, at this rate, 35 wins. They're definitely going to win 90-something games. I just don't see how they couldn't.
Well,
hopefully that's the goal in baseball. I mean, that's the goal, right? To win 90. 90 plus gets you wild card, maybe, or a division winner, right? So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. I cannot wait. I can't wait to go to my first game of the season here.
I haven't even gone to my first game of the season.
And, so, you know, whenever you do that, there's so many things you can do while you're there. There's a Shake Shack there now, which I really enjoy Shake Shack, especially the chicken sandwiches. And also there's a Torchy's Taco as well. I mean, all the new vicinities there. Like, it's so amazing what they changed in such short of a time. Like, they took away the hill, which a lot of people probably didn't like just because it's been there for so long and has a lot of, you know, moments.
What about that train? I just like watching the train.
Oh, the train. Yeah, that too.
I want that job.
And the AC.
What do you have to do to get that job? That's what I want.
That train, man, is a trip.
I say not you know, sweating your behind off whenever you're there.
That's what I like about it.
Oh, man.
It's one of the biggest air conditioners I've ever, you know. I mean, that place is like one big air conditioner.
The minute you walk in, it's just.
It's nice.
So now, nice.
Parking is another thing, okay?
It depends how you get there. Like, for example, I stay kind of close to the rail, so you know what?
That would be the way to get down there.
And especially because whenever you're watching a baseball game, that's always accompanied by brews. Always. I'm sorry, but if I'm at a baseball game, I'm going to have to enjoy myself to as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, one or two is, you know, definitely called for, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
They do have some great food there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and, man.
So that's...
I love the dollar hot dog days. When do they have dollar hot dogs?
Wednesdays.
Okay, every Wednesday.
So if I give you guys $5, you hold those hot dogs for me until I come back next weekend.
They're never going to be there.
Yeah.
Because
I can't get down here on Wednesday.
They
and get those
$5
hot dogs. What are they have good stuff up there at the Rangers Stadium too.
I
just can't go there, and I just won't go to a Rangers game in Dallas. No, I won't mess with the Cowboys either. That's why I love this city. All right, so we want you to go to the Major League Baseball All Star website.
MLB.com/All-Star/ballot to cast your votes.
Vote, because this could be the year. We were talking about it during the break, that the Astros could send 5, 6, who knows, 7, almost a whole lineup.
If
they wanted to.
Yeah, everyone's here on the ballot. Gurriel's here for first baseman. Of course, Altuve. Yeah, everyone's here, so everyone's possibly to get on the field.
Yeah, I think it's just a wise thing to do. I mean, so get on there. I think you can vote. I think, do they cap it off where you can only vote so many times?
No,
Probably not.
No,
probably
just keep
not.
Just
keep going.
Just do it.
They didn't ask me.
Unless they're tracking your IP address, that's the only way they would find out.
Oh, that's true too. Where you just go to another. You know, you can use all your mobile devices.
There you go.
So, how about this? So the game is going to be played at Marlins Park. So, and are they the Florida Marlins? Are they the Miami Marlins? What is going on? What is that team now?
It is the Miami Marlins.
Marlins?
I still get kind of confused because, I mean, even though I see the logo, I see the new colors and everything, but whenever you think of the Marlins, you don't want to just say Miami Marlins. It's still something to get used to.
Well, yeah, because you're right. It's in the National League, right?
Yep.
Oh, man.
I just like that fish tank they have in the back. It's amazing. In the back of the stadium, out there in the field. That thing's amazing,
really?
Man. Oh,
hey,
yeah.
You guys know they're 18 and 30. They suck.
Yeah.
They suck. 18 and 30?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing stuff. 11 and a game. I can't even say it. 11 and a half games behind those Washington Nationals. So, hey, it's Sports Kings After Dark, folks. We will come back here and get into a little bit of boxing with Mario. It's Mean Gene. Super Dave, Chris Tamaz, Mario, Sports Kings After Dark. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by End Zone Sports Bar. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Ali, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
Love that beat. That's nice.
Shout out to Redman.
Wait a minute. Okay, I'm going to get this right this time. Hold on. Wait. I'm in love with Mary J.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, all right, Sports Kings After Dark. That is a hell of a beat there, man. That's good
yeah,
stuff right
it's
there.
It's actually a sample from Rick James. It's Redman, so this is more.
That's all
know,
I was yeah, sitting up here thinking yeah. about. I'm in love with Mary Jane.
Yeah, it involves the same thing, so yeah.
Thanks, yes. She makes me feel. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, all right. Good stuff, though. Yeah, did we have some good words coming up or something?
Yeah, that was good. I just make sure because I didn't know there was anything on there. So
oh, okay.
Go ahead, just cut.
Because, you know, they start cussing pretty quick on those rap songs.
Real quick. Just real quick.
I'll you over here. Cut it. Oh, that's another. Cut it.
How do you say so current, Gene? Cut. Like, that's crazy.
Because, well, I got kids, right? Ah. Like, Dad, what you listen to? I'm sitting up here listening to some Chance.
Oh, wow. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't want no problems, big fella. Yes, indeed. I know about this stuff, you know. So anyway, and then I work out to a lot of hip-hop. Oh, I'm on the treadmill.
That makes sense, yeah.
I mean, I'm sitting there listening to We Got the Keys to the Streets. We Got the Keys.
Oh.
Yeah. So I mean, like, Chairman. Then you know, I get to singing those songs, and people are like, God, oh, Gene, how do you know these lyrics?
So I feel like I'm definitely opposite right now because I can't listen to anything. I don't really listen to the radio too much, so like I'm always left out on the loop, so I got to hear everything from social media that's going to be good. But I tend to just always listen to the same things over and over again. But, I mean, I don't complain at all, but it's, you know, my favorite era. Well, 90s, early 2000s. Oh, yeah.
The beat, the just the beats that they have today is just incredible. And I know Chris Brown can take any kind of beat and sing to it. Yes. You know, I mean, he just.
Pretty good. That boy good.
Yeah, Chris Brown's pretty good. Yeah. He's pretty good.
He crazy.
So check this out. So, you know, right at the top of the hour, we're doing our extended break. We were out there watching Mr. McGregor do his thing against.
Jose Aldo.
What's his name?
Jose Aldo.
Jose. Don't call him Jose.
That's right.
It's Jose.
Jose.
Okay. So what did Jose say?
Joe basically lost that fight to Conor McGregor.
That was interesting. So what are they getting ready to, what, hype something up here? I mean, because he's got his own stuff coming up.
Right.
And then I need you to tell us what's going on with this McGregor-Mayweather thing.
Well, you know, everyone's known, you know, it's been going around for the last couple months. You know, McGregor called out Mayweather and they've been going, you know, tit for tat, talking about trying to make, you know, a fight happen between the two. And apparently it seems to be that it's going to have to be within the boxing realm because obviously Mayweather isn't an MMA artist.
Right.
So I think it's supposed to go 10 rounds, if I'm not mistaken. And, it's you know, it's supposed to be an exhibition. But I just this is just a travesty to me.
Yeah, I know we talked about it a little bit last night, and I know. I mean, Mayweather is the best defensive boxer in history that I've seen. I mean, Muhammad Ali was good, too, with the old rope-a-dope stuff. But I don't know. I mean, is this thing going to happen? Is it going to happen? I mean, I keep hearing the hype, guys.
There's too much money for it not to happen. And when it comes down to it, Mayweather's a businessman.
But I just saw... Jose take care of McGregor in his own sport. So how is McGregor going to beat Mayweather?
Because McGregor came back and he beat Jose Aldo.
Oh, he came back and he beat him.
Yeah, he beat him. And he knocked him out within the first 15 seconds.
Did he knock him out?
That's why you missed it. Yeah,
that's why you missed it.
We're watching the highlight and Gene turned his head for a second.
Oh, that's what, okay. In a quick second, huh?
Right.
Yeah, but did he hit the guy or did he kick him? Because, you know, they do a lot of kicking.
Oh, no, that was straight hands.
He just hit him.
Yeah. To catch me outside, how about that?
So, which one of y'all kick me?
So, I mean, but this is why this sport is so the UFC, and I'm all with UFC. I wasn't at first years ago, but now, and I thanks to Ronda Rousey, I really, you know, I'm into it. I don't know, and you know what's crazy? I don't even like women's boxing. But for some reason, I was behind her in this.
I know the reason. Huh? I know the reason.
Okay, so you know.
I know the reason. All right, why you was behind her.
Okay. Well, anyway, but I mean, she was just, I don't know, maybe she just brought a sex appeal to women's boxing. I still don't like women's boxing, but I thought what Ronda Rousey did was pretty cool. You know, so the Mike Tyson of whatever, you know. But anyway, so... So what is with this kicking? How did this sport even develop to where you can who came up who was the mindset behind kick and box?
Oh man, well think about whenever it started though. It was more of uncontrolled chaos just because it was a really fresh thing. And also, there was no weight classes. Like, there was those things going on.
So,
like,
little guys against big guys.
Yeah. It was basically martial art against martial art. So, it was like Taekwondo against sumo.
It was Mortal Kombat without, like, you know, the actual dying and stuff like that. Because it was really
It was a free fall.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was brutal.
But somebody had to design this thing to where you can box and kick at the same time. And
it kind of took basis from, basic martial arts such as Taekwondo, kickboxing, Muay Thai.
So you got to know these things.
Right. And that's why it's called mixed martial arts, because it's a bunch of mix of all different martial arts.
And it goes further than that. I just saw the guy earlier take his knee.
Oh, yeah.
And hit a guy in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how the hell do you defend something like that?
Well, you train for it. You know, that's what you put in the work. You know, Muay Thai, the art of eight limbs, is something not to be messed with.
Like I told
you
guys, if somebody kicked me, I'm going after my gun. if we either going to box or we going to... I mean, because if I'm boxing you and you kick me, you're going to get shot.
Who does that? And especially to land a kick that's really going to affect you like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like you kick somebody and, you know, if your feet, your toes in my nose, we got a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't...
Because then you watch certain fights, for example, when you saw when Anderson Silva just kicked that one dude, and it's this straight bottom of the foot just right in the face.
Yeah, but the guy was ready to box, though. Oh, so man, how can you not see the... You looking for the left or the right.
Right.
Not the left or the right foot.
Man.
Well, you train for it. And, you know, good fighters, just like good boxers, can hide their movements. You know what I mean? That snap kick from Anderson Silva is one of his biggest kicks, is because you never see it coming. He can throw it from from different angles and so quick at a time
crazy.
You don't see it. So that's why you get caught with it.
Now, this is when you go to the corner and grab a chair and come in the ring. It hit somebody over the head. That's what, because I'm like, if you kick me, it's a whole different thing there. Okay, grab me a chair and
I'll be right back.
The whole arena. Woo!
And watch me turn into the ultimate warrior. You know what I mean? So I don't know, but this is incredible stuff. So I think all of us boxing fans love the hype of this. And I'm with you, Mario. I don't know why Floyd Mayweather would want to tarnish his record. He certainly doesn't need the money. And Lord knows we all got ripped off on the Pacquiao.
Oh, good Lord.
Mayweather fight.
Why do we have to
They should
talk
be
about
like
fight,
giving
man.
Us some refunds.
There should be a refund.
For that mess.
Some credit.
That fight was 6 years too late.
I saw it on
six
Facebook.
6 years too late.
I wish I would have saw it on Facebook. So, and let's just... You know, worst case scenario about this fight here. You know, before people go out there and spend their money, I don't want to see a fight where McGregor chases this guy around the ring all, you know, if you ever seen a Mayweather fight, you know, there's no fight.
No.
You can't get your hands on him.
No.
So McGregor would have to be frustrated to the point where I think I'm just going to kick his ass.
You know,
and I mean, like, literally kick him.
Literally. Like,
right. But you can't, because then you're disqualified, right?
Yeah,
because
correct, because it's a boxing match.
That's why I think they should let. I think they should just you box Floyd, and you do whatever you do. I think it'd be more exciting.
Mortal Kombat.
Right? I was gonna put it like, if it was a 10-round fight, let's make the first 8 rounds boxing, and make the last 2 rounds, you know, MMA, to give McGregor a chance. You know what I mean? Give it a little extra, but it's never gonna happen like that. But this is all about money. It's all about money.
And I understand the money, but I just what's in it for me as a fan? What can I expect to see? I know Mayweather, and people may not know this other guy, but those who do support McGregor, they know what he does.
Mm-hmm.
So how is that going to make it? I just don't get it, guys. I don't see it.
This is gonna be trial and error. You know, this is what this is. This is the first time they're going to have this.
And this is 12 rounds?
No, it's not going to go 12. It's going to have to go 10. It's going to have to go 10.
So they're going to bring it down a little bit.
Yeah, it's going to be like 10, because it's an exhibition match, so it's probably going to be like 10 rounds. I'll say 10 rounds at the most.
And this is supposed to take place this year, you think?
I don't know when the paperwork's going to be signed. As soon as it's signed, I will be the first to know. But the camps are still debating on the money, on who's going to get what, the split, and where is it going to be held.
Are we looking at a bigger purse than Mayweather Pacquiao?
Oh yeah, this is
you
gonna
think?
Be, yeah, because you're taking two worlds. You're taking the boxing world and you're taking the MMA world, and now you're bringing them together. You know, so, you know, they're smart. They know what they're doing. You know, this is all marketing. They're building the fight just like they do in wrestling. They're hyping it up. They're talking smack. And then it's going to come down, you know, to the big old WrestleMania.
So, and what is Floyd's weight? What is he? Is
Floyd, I believe, finished fighting at 147 pounds, which was welterweight.
Okay, so, and what does McGregor weigh?
McGregor fights at 145, and he's moved up.
So that's the same weight?
Yeah, it's about the same weight class.
Because he just looks smaller.
Right.
For some reason, McGregor does.
Right, he doesn't look smaller, but this is not a fight I want to see. You know what I mean? There's so many other fights happening this year that we should talk about, such as, you know, coming up in September, the Canelo Alvarez Triple G fight.
Woo!
You know, that's going to be the fight of the year. We're going to talk about what just happened yesterday with Earl Spence and Kell Brook. Him now winning the IBF title at 147 pounds.
Okay.
And then you're looking around at those other guys.
How you feel about Holloway and Aldo?
Oh, man, this is a fight I've been looking forward for a long time. You know, Max Holloway is a bad boy coming out of Hawaii, you know, trains out of the BJ Penn camp, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt. I mean, I believe he's a black belt in Taekwondo as well. His stand-up is just as good as his ground game. So we're going to see. But but Aldo too, man, the guy's reigned at 145 pounds for what, the last 10 years?
Yeah.
Wow. So it's funny that these guys maintain that weight?
Yes. You know, that's MMA fighters are some of the world-class athletes because they're not like boxers. Most boxers just train for the fight, and after that, they let loose.
Yeah.
MMA fighters are always in the gym. They're always fight ready.
So that means they can't eat no tacos.
Oh, no. They indulge, you know, but it's just
and
you know.
And some tequila.
Oh, you know they do. You know they do. So, yeah. You know, Conor McGregor, every time he wins, he has a cigar and tequila. So, you know, and they drink.
Well, I tell you what, then. They can go ahead and maintain that 144, 145. How about we gain 5 pounds on June 10th?
5 pounds?
Five or ten. What are we going to do?
100.
No, we can't go 100.
I can go 100.
No. This is what we're going to do. So, guess what? You know what it is, folks. It's the Texas Taco Tequila and Margarita Festival is going to be happening at Preservation Park in Spring, Texas. I mean, if you get on Facebook and just, you know, type in the Texas Taco and Tequila, you see people talking about this thing. You see a lot of folks have already.
It's quite popular.
It's very, very popular. I mean, I see hundreds of people talking about this and you see the chats going back and forth. Girl, you going? Yeah, we all going. Are we coming down to this? People from Dallas driving down to this event on June 10th. And that's only about 2 weeks away. The Sports Kings After Dark crew will be there.
I want my people there to take selfies.
Everybody
with me.
Everybody there. And I think next weekend. And if you haven't bought a ticket, you may not. I bet you folks called a number then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You will have to call. We have tickets to give away for this festival.
Hey.
All right? So the only way you're going to get them is by calling 713-439-1560.
What did you
dare
do?
Dare you to call.
What did you do to me?
Because you apparently don't want it's like they got tickets ranging from what? It's $15 all the way up to
it starts at $15 and works itself up for all the cool little things.
Yeah, because they have like little VIP tickets and stuff
want
like that too,
the
right?
The special stuff you're going to pay the special price. Yeah. But the Sports Kings, we got free. Nothing's better than free.
Free.
You know what they say, so, if it's free, it's for me. And if it's like that, give me three. So
713-439-1560. I'd like to give away a pair before we get off the air. I mean, we got 15 minutes. You want to go to the Taco Tequila and Margarita Festival June 10th at Preservation Park in Spring, Texas. And you see the Sports Kings. We will be hosting along with some other folks. There's going to be some great music there, too. Then we need you to go ahead and
food vendors.
Yeah, and do that. So anyway, are we taking a break now? All right. When we come back, folks, we want to talk about the Dynamo. And I think it was a big letdown, huh? But I don't want to give it away. It's Sports Kings After Dark. Mean Gene, Chris, Mario, and Dave. We'll be right back in a few.
You're listening to Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by State Farm Insurance Houston. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Ali, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
SB Nation Radio, 1560 AM. Chris DeMez here with Mean Gene, Demolition Dave, and my Super Mario. Ali is taking the weekend off. What is going on, Sports Kings After Dark? Talk
so,
to me.
So is this Rick Ross?
Oh, come on, man.
No,
this Rich Boy, man.
All right. It just sounded like some Rick Ross was going to come in.
Throw some on it, man.
All right, guys.
Isn't that Soulja Boy?
So,
I'm going to let you slide.
Okay. I miss one every once in a while. It just sounded like some Rick Ross music to me. Anyway.
Rosé.
So, Sports Kings After Dark, the final segment of this long weekend show, folks. Man, this is the part of the show where we just don't even know. We know tomorrow's a holiday, and I'm not really certain. You know, everybody get to just kick back. You know, it's going to feel kind of weird. You get to sleep in and everything. So there won't be any water cooler conversations at work tomorrow. Some of you do have to work.
I'm working.
It sucks to be you. Have to work tomorrow. But here's the thing, though. Tuesday is when the majority of people will go back to work and they will talk about whatever they talk about, especially on a sports level. Mm-hmm. What is going to be that conversation Monday? Tuesday. What is it that somebody cannot wait to talk about? Could be the Astros. In Houston, it's
probably going to be the Astros.
But you know what, Gene? It's like what we were saying and how whenever this series is over, we're just going to be like, well, what do we do now? You know, like, of course, I'm going to talk big three, of course.
You're talking about getting ready for a basketball?
Yeah, we're going to keep talking about this because it's just that big of a deal right now. Because, yeah, we're sitting here talking about this right now, but when Friday and Saturday come around, the whole landscape of this conversation is just going to shift already. Yeah. So regardless of what happens, so it's going to be the most interesting thing just because of that, because there's so much riding on it. And just like I said, what we said right now may not have nothing to do with what we might say next week.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Thursday night, I know, this is probably the luxury, of having a weekend show, guys, where we certainly won't get to beat this up Friday morning. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of interesting takes come Friday morning on game one. Mm-hmm. But I believe we're on the air for game two, right?
Yeah.
We might be on the air during the game. Yeah, I'm gonna. Is this the time? I should put in a vacation request so I can watch game two. But anyway, so I think my conversation this week. I think, I would have to say the Astros is even if you're not in Houston, people outside of this city is talking about the Astros, and they'll probably be talking about the that crash that happened in the Indy.
That impressive win by Alexander Gustafsson over Glover Teixeira today in Stockholm, Sweden. An amazing win. An amazing win. Puts him right back in contention for the title.
Oh, man. You just really keep up with this boxing. Is that boxing?
No, this is UFC.
Oh, UFC. See, I got to get it right.
Same thing.
And I think the city, not just the Astros, but this coming off of just baseball, but the city has so much to be proud of as of right now, even in college baseball. Mm-hmm. We have Texas Southern, who won SWAC last week.
Oh, yeah, and the baseball team.
Yeah, we have U of H, who won the American Conference.
Wow.
And also Rice, who took Conference USA.
That's so alumni three conversation.
Teams, three teams coming out the city about to hit the NCAA tournament pretty
soon. And they have a selection show coming up here pretty soon, too.
Yes, sir.
Wow. The state of Texas did good. Didn't I see TCU and
you know what? That we're really good at that, and especially down here. I would say, football, of course, runs a lot of things, but the city of Houston and just Texas in general, you're going to find people, especially for these sports like that, for baseball, football, and basketball. We're hotbeds for everything.
I mean, this is a
you don't have to go state. Far. You do not have to go far at all to find
this,
a prospect.
This is a big state, and I told you guys, one of my former co-hosts, the late Randy Shortensee, who just spent his whole time here covering high school football. And anytime these guys went on to college, he had storylines on them. He had already interviewed and talked to most of these guys. And if they went on to the NFL, he just knew he could tell you the history of these guys. And it was just incredible. And this is a big state to follow. especially from a high school perspective.
You know what, Gene? And you know what? You bring up a beautiful point, because I would say there's a lot of people that I feel like, even though I'm young myself, I feel I've seen people's, not just their game evolve, but I've seen them evolve as a person just through sports. For example, I'll throw this name out all the time, and I didn't know him as a football player. I knew him as a basketball player, Martellus Bennett. I remember watching him playing basketball at Elise Taylor, going against Gary Johnson, who went to Aldine, who was a sophomore at the time, ended up going to UT, and just watching them battle it out. There's so many people coming up in high school during different times. And even right now, there's a lot of good guys.
Martellus played for A&M, right?
Yeah, Martellus, played for A&M. And also, I want to say he played maybe a few basketball games as well. But
see, I didn't know he played basketball.
Oh, man, he was a beast. Well, and he also had a teammate named Fendi Audubon, who was a small forward at Arizona playing basketball. So, man, like, these little fun facts you just meet up.
And he played. He was there before the guy that put the center for the Clippers.
DeAndre Jordan, way before DeAndre Jordan.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that name, because I had a chance to interview Martellus Bennett when he was a Dallas Cowboy.
Oh, man, you're lucky.
And this guy, I never know, he, for some reason, as soon as I put the microphone in front of his face, he said, Denzel Washington. I said, dude, I do not look like Denzel Washington. I wish I did. And he said, no, man, you do. I said, okay, Martellus, let's talk here, because at the time, John Kitna was kind of like taking over at quarterback because Romo was hurt. Mm-hmm. And I just realized in talking to Martellus Bennett that he was not a Tony Romo fan at all. Man.
And that's what I love about him, is that he's not afraid to tell you his true feelings. And he goes for his brother as well. But also, Martellus is a very intellectual man off the field.
Hey, he's an interesting guy.
Oh, man, he has his own imaginary agency, which is, you know, this I want to say animation group that he put together. Mm-hmm. So I mean, he's into so much other things as well, other than football. But man, he stays true to himself and stays true to the city as well.
Amazing stuff, Chris. How much time we got? Because I know before we get off the air,
we got about three, four minutes.
We definitely want to. To make sure that, I mean, so far this weekend since I've been down here, guys, I haven't heard anything, knock on wood somewhere. You know, everyone has been pretty safe for this Memorial Day. I saw a lot of people coming down with their boats and stuff on their trucks and everything.
Yep.
And
a lot of traffic.
This has been a safe, you know, Memorial Day weekend. Keep it safe as we, you know, get into tomorrow. And I don't even know if the weather is going to allow people to actually cook out and do stuff. I know we got lightning outside of our studios here. But what are you guys doing tomorrow? What's happening? And you barbecuing?
I'm going to try to just not do anything, if I can do that. And
you want to make that drive back to Dallas for me? Can somebody? You got about 3.5 hours to spare?
Rain check. Literally.
If I wasn't working tomorrow, I'd take you.
Okay. Well, I know in closing, we certainly want to just kind of, you know, send our thoughts and prayers out to everyone that has ever served this country and gave up their life for the freedom that we have here. And it's quite interesting that a lot of folks, and that's pretty good. Is that some good?
America the Beautiful.
Is that Ray Charles? Yes.
Ray Charles.
What?
Ray Charles.
Wow. Good. What guy. A way. Good guy. Mm-hmm. Good guy. So, tell you what. So, we just want to make sure that you enjoy the rest of your weekend. Keep it safe, folks. And as always, you know, Sports Kings After Dark, we enjoy having you. And we'll see you next week back here. Same place, same station, 1560.
Skies. are amber waves of grain. A purple mountain majesties. America, sweet America. You know, God done shed his grace on thee.